Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting second. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ed Winsniak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Pohalski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tom Pohalski. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Powers. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Baker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. And now, play ball. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Winsniak misplays the ball. That's an error on Winsniak. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Pohalski covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Winsniak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsniak hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Podhalski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thomas moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Podhalski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podhalski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon strikes out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Clemente who is chasing the ball. Walls reaches third base with a triple. Banks goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Powers. Morin reaches second base with a double. Walls scores. Long moves to third. It's 2-0. Cubs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Long scores. Morin moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bolger strikes out. One out. Edwin Wisniak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisniak is 0 for 1 in the game. Wisniak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it and throws to third to get Morin. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Tom Podhalski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podhalski is 0 for 1 in the game. Podhalski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 0 for 1 in the game. Powers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Podhalski covering, for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foyles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DeFondi pinch hits for Bill Mazeroski. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foyles moves to second. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Bob Friend. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Foyles moves to third. Fondi moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a line drive into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foyles tags and scores. One out. It's 5-1, Cubs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wisniak fields it and throws to second for the out. Fondi moves to third. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fondi scores. Verdon moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 0-for-2 in the game. Powers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Podhalski covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas now playing third base. Gene Baker now playing second base. DeFondi now playing first base. Ron Klein now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wisniak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisniak is 0 for 2 in the game. Wisniak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bolger. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Foyles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bolger. Fondi reaches second base with a double. Foyles goes all the way around to score. Fondi moves to third. It's 5-4 Cubs. Gene Freeze pinch hits for Ron Klein. Vito Valentinetti now pitching. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wisniak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Valentinetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Luis Arroyo now pitching. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Neiman hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vito Valentinetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentinetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 3 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Groat bunts towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 0 for 3 in the game. Powers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verdon moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Banks hits a line drive towards short. Grote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Walls is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Foyles strikes out. 1 out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Valentinetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Kravitz pinch hits for Luis Arroyo. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wisniak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Thomas. Edwin Sniak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisniak is 0-for-3 in the game. Wisniak hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powers. Wisniak reaches second base with a double. Powers throws the ball into Foyles, who tags Wisniak trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bolger goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 6-4, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Neiman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powers. Neiman reaches second base with a double. Vito Valentinetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentinetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentinetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing center field. Lee Walls now playing left field. Jim Bolger now playing right field. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Verdon moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Powers hits a pop-up towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Del Greco. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Verdun scores. Grote goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 6, Pirates, 6. Turk Lown now pitching. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-4 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Niemann for a passed ball. Thomas moves to third. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Foyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-4 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Walls hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Smith pinch hits for Roy Face. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Purkey now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco strikes out. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bolger hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Verdun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Lown covering, for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wisniak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Powers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Wisniak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisniak is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wisniak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Neiman strikes out. Two outs. Turk Laun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laun hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-5 in the game. Baker strikes out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Foyles hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a line drive towards third. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-5 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco hits a line drive towards the mound. Perkey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pendleton pinch hits for Bob Perkey. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Laun fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Lauren Pepper now pitching. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Bolger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwin Sniak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsniak is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Winsniak takes first base on ball 4. Bolger moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Neiman bunts towards the mound. Pepper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bolger moves to third. Winsniak moves to second. Bob Speak pinch hits for Turk Laun. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bolger scores. Winsniak scores. Neiman moves to third. It's 8-6, Cubs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-6 in the game. Kindle bunts towards the mound. Pepper fields it and throws to first for the out. Speak moves to second. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. Banks is walked intentionally. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neiman scores. Speak scores. Banks moves to third. It's 10-6, Cubs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-2 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Hillman now pitching. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote takes first base on ball 4. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Powers strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 3-for-6 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Grote moves to second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-6 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Grote moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Foyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grote scores. Thomas moves to third. Baker moves to second. It's 10-7, Cubs. Jackie Collum now pitching. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a line drive into right field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-8, Cubs. Dick Rand pinch hits for Lauren Pepper. Dick Rand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rand hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Niemann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 8. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.